إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن ولا وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, yesterday we mentioned the issue of valuing the Quran. It's a strange thing among us as human beings that we seem to value things only when we have lost them. As long as we have them, we don't value them. Only when we can't see without glasses do we value the ability to see without glasses. Only when our knees stop, or rather when the knees start paining, then we realize the value of having knees that don't pain, and so on and so on. So when we lose something, we value it. And that's the reason why it is important to appreciate things while we still have them. Because that way, one is you give shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and secondly, you also enjoy them, because when you appreciate something, you are conscious of it. So you enjoy it, you don't take it for granted. In this context, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I mentioned yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the Quran al-Kareem. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah al-Isra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَئِنْ شِئْنَا لَنَذْهَبَنَّ بِالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُ لَكَ بِهِ عَلَيْنَا وَكِيلًا. And if we want, if we please, we could certainly take away that which we have revealed to you, and then you would not find for it any protector against us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing our attention to His kalam. He is drawing His attention to what He has given us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that just like we gave it, we can take it away. And as I mentioned, taking away is, we are not only talking about the sign of, one of the signs of the Day of Judgment. We are talking about something which is right with us on a daily basis. Because what else do we say about those Muslims who do not follow this deen? Where is the Quran with them? So effectively the Quran has been taken away, or the Quran has been made less important in their lives, and they did it themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't do it for them, they did it themselves. So therefore they are deprived, they are mahroom of the benefits of the Quran. Even though they are Muslim, even though effectively they have the Quran in their hands, they are holding the Mushaf, but the pages are blank. They have the Quran, but it is not doing anything for them. What can the Quran do for us? This is not a detailed lecture on this subject, but just to think about it, because we recite these ayat in Salah on a daily basis. Those who pray, we recite these ayat many times a day. So what is the Quran telling us, and what is the Quran, what can the Quran do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. Before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced Himself, and He said that all praise and all thanks is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Rabb of the Alameen, who is the creator, sustainer, maintainer of all that He has created of the worlds. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, He is the most merciful, He is the most beneficent. Maliki Yawm al-Din, and He is the owner of the Day of Judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began His kalam with this, with mentioning the Day of Judgment. And He mentioned that because that is a day which every single one of us will see. And that is the reason why we need to build a relationship with the Quran, because it doesn't matter whether you build it or you don't build it, whether you believe in Allah or you don't believe in Allah, whether you accept Allah or you deny Allah, you and I will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no doubt about this. Absolutely no doubt. ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقِّ فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ مَآبًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is a day which is the day of truth. This day will happen. There is no doubt about the fact that this day will happen. The one who wants to make a path to his Rabb, let him do it. On this day, if you want to meet your Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu without knowing Him, and without having any connection with him. And if you want to be simply herded like a sheep on the, to the slaughterhouse on that day, that is your choice. But if you want to meet your Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu as somebody who he knows and you know, and of course he knows everyone, he even knows the one who denies him. But knowing, I'm not talking about knowing as in information, yes, this is a creature of mine. But knowing as in that this is somebody I love, this is somebody who loves me, that is the kind of knowing. I'm talking about knowing as in, I hesitate to use the word friendship with regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond friendship in a human sense. But somebody who is like that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, we will meet him. And so Allah introduced himself in this context. And Allah said that all of this which you see here, this will end, and I will, on the day of judgment, you are going to meet me. So who is Allah? The one we will meet on the day of judgment. And about this there is no doubt. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. He talked about the connection between the abd and the rabb. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. This is a statement we are making. This is a declaration that we are making. This is a promise that we are making. To say that I obey only, I worship only you, and I ask for help only from you, not from anybody else. I worship you and I ask for help only from you. I only worship you, I do not worship anybody else. I worship you alone as you are. I do not join partners with you because you have no partners. Allahu Samad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he is free from everything. He is free from partners, he is free from all needs. He is free from every defect. He is free from everything that can be associated with anyone. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So we are saying that we worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worthy of worship. Wa iyyaka nasta'in, and we ask help only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. No one else has anything, no one else can give anything, no one else has any ability to help. Why do we not ask the help of anybody else? Because they cannot help. What is the sense in asking somebody to help when that person cannot help, right? You don't ask someone to fly a plane when the person is not a pilot. What is the point in asking the person to fly the plane? He cannot fly the plane. There is no sense in asking him. Makes no sense, absolutely. To say fly the plane, he can't do that. So what is the sense of asking anyone else for help? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who can help. And this is what we are saying. And we are saying this multiple times a day. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing our attention to the ayat, which refers to the connection between the Rabb and the Abd. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ya Allah, I am yours. Ya Allah, I am yours. Ya Allah, I am yours. I am not a stranger. I am yours. Ya Allah, I belong to you. I accept this fact that I belong to you. I say this day and night, I belong to you. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Oh Allah, do not ignore me. Oh Allah, do not send me away. Oh Allah, do not send me empty-handed. I came to ask you for something. Do not send me empty-handed. Oh Allah, give me what I ask you. And what did we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Oh Allah, guide me to the right path. Guide me to the right path. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim is not just guide and leave, but keep me on this right path. Give me sirat al-mustaqim, the path of guidance, the path of steadfastness, the path of istiqamat, the path of consistency, the path of firmness, the path of righteousness, to guide me to that path and keep me on this path until the path leads to where this path leads, which is to Jannat al-Firdaus ul-Ala bighayr hisab, inshallah. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. So if the Quran is lifted from us, how do we know this? I'm talking about these signs. I mentioned to you the ayat of Surah Al-Isra at the beginning of this, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if we want, we can lift this Quran from you and you can't do anything. Nobody will protect you. Nobody will give you another kalam other than this, better than this, equal to this, even close to it. Nobody can do anything. If we remove this, khalas. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not remove randomly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away what we do not appreciate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah said that the one who thanks me, I will increase my blessing on him, and the one who is ungrateful, then let him be aware of my punishment. And the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away that blessing. And of course, whatever else is the punishment of Allah, Allah knows best. But in my understanding and estimation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away that blessing. You did not like that? Okay, give it back. Give it back. We gave you something and instead of being grateful for it, you only make statements and you only say things which are statements of ingratitude. So, no problem, we take it back. Khalas. Now live without it. Then the person understands, oh Allah Kareem, yeah, what did I lose? But there's no point, there's no sense in that, because what Allah takes away, He will not give it back. So therefore, here in this case Allah is saying, what if I take away the Quran? What if I take? Allah is not saying, what if I take away your eyesight, or what if I take away your life, or no, keep it. Keep your eyesight. Keep an eyesight with eyes that do not see the ibrat and lesson in anything. Keep this eye. I have the eyesight of animals. You are only seeing things in front of you. You don't understand the meaning of that. You are not seeing the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You only see green grass and you eat it. The eyesight of animals. There is no understanding in that eyesight. There is no appreciation in that eyesight. There is no connecting with the Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu in that eyesight. What is the good of that eyesight? That's the eyesight of animals. Right? Keep your hearing, no problem. But these ears will never hear the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. These ears, may Allah forgive us, these ears will never hear the kalam and the glory and the magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that kalam which comes through the ears will never go to the heart, because the ears are the ears of animals, sounds. They're only good for sounds. They only hear sounds. Khalas. No understanding, no meaning, taking lesson from anything. We can listen to all kinds of things, lectures, whatnot. Nothing happens. Nothing happens. Heart is not moved. Heart is not softened. You can talk about the importance of salah for a million times, but still in the morning you don't wake up. When time for salah comes, you don't go to salah. These are the senses of the animals. Just think about that. The animals also have the same senses. They have the same senses, and they have, for the most part, and most of the animals that I know about, the acuity or the acuteness of their senses is far more than ours. The animal sees further than us. It sees better than us. It hears much sounds which are hears more keenly than we hear, smells more keenly than we smell, and so on. But what is the good of that? It's the sight of animals. It is the senses of animals. The senses of human beings, the value add of that is knowledge. The value add on the senses is the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. We see with our knowledge, we do not see with our eyes. And I've said this many times before. We see with our knowledge. Because when we say see, what is the difference between look and see? Looking is just to cast your eyes on something. You have registered. Seeing is to recognize what you are seeing, to understand the benefit of it or the harm of it, to take action after seeing that. I have seen this thing, I see the harm in it, so I will turn away from that. I will not look at that again. I see this thing, I see the benefit of that, so I will try to acquire it. This is what the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, what if I take it away? You will lose all this. That's why Allah did not say, I will take away your sight. No, I will take away the value of this sight. The value of the sight is understanding. I won't take away. Keep your sight, no problem. Keep your sight. Live with sight, but without vision. Live with sight like a blind person. What kind of azab is that? Think about that. In azab il shadid, Allah said, my azab is shadid. It's very difficult, very tough. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Hidna Sirat al-Mustaqim. What is this Sirat al-Mustaqim? If somebody says, I want this path of steadfastness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then introduced himself. Allahu la ilaha illa hu alayhul qayyum. Ayat al-Kursi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself in the Ayat al-Kursi. His glory, his majesty, his magnificence, his power, his wealth, his treasures, what he can do, and only which he can do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself in all of these ways. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself and showed us that he is our owner, he is our malik and khaliq and raziq and hakim, and he protects us from everything, and to him is our return. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, having understood all this, still there is no compulsion on you. La ikraha fid din qad tabayyana rushtu min al-ghay. Allah said, there is no compulsion. I have introduced myself to you. This is who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. But Allah is Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah is not asking you, Allah is not requesting you, please come and accept me, please come and believe in me. No, this is the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to accept, you, that is for you. If you don't want to accept, go to hell. No, go, no problem, go. Khalas. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, like Rafiddin, there's no compulsion in deen, there's no one standing with a sword on your neck, there's no one giving you chocolates, no. Either way. قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ رُشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ. The two paths, the path of guidance and the path of misguidance has been made clear to you. You want to go and fall into misguidance? Go ahead. No problem. Here is the pit of the fire, you want to jump in it? Go ahead. But there is no compulsion on that either. Here is also the place of safety. Here is a place of honor. Here is a place of comfort. You want that? Also most welcome. قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ رُشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالتَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ اِسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَا انْفِصَامَ لَهَا. The one who accepts this path of guidance and who leaves the false deities, who leaves all his false hopes, who leaves all his false connections and all his false pride and arrogance, he leaves that and who goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person has grasped a handhold which will not break. Wallahu sami'un alim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who hears and who is the one who knows. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this, inshallah, more tomorrow. But this is the value of this kalam. And of course, I cannot even begin to imagine that I can actually explain the value of the kalam, but to the extent which I understand it, this is what is the meaning of saying, when Allah is saying, if I take it away, no one can give it back to you. And that's why I'm saying that it is very important for us. Alhamdulillah, we have it. Let us appreciate it while we have it. And one of the ways of appreciating it while we have it is to imagine, if I did not have it, what would I lose? So then now, since I have it, I grab hold of it and I say, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. O Allah, all praise to you that you have given us this kalam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us with this kalam throughout our lives and take us with this kalam on our tongue when we go and we meet him, and to resurrect us and raise us in a state where we will be reciting this kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.